Meseches Chulin Paradal and Mishnah Vav, Behema Shenechta Chu Ragleha. Min Arkubo Lamata Psir, a behema that had its hind leg cut off, if it was cut off below the joint, the lower part of the leg was cut off, then the behema is Kshera. It's not considered a trefa, and therefore you can eat the basar, i.e. De Shechita. Min Arkubo Lamala Psula. But if the leg was cut off above the joint, the upper part of the leg was cut off, in such a case, the behema is considered a trefa, and it's puzzle, you cannot eat the butter, even Ayizei Shechita. V'chein shenito, somet hagir. And so too, if where the sinews converge, this is referring to the flexor tendons that converge on the backbone of the behema, if they are removed, then the behema is also a trefa, even though the leg was not cut off. Nishbar ha'etzer. If the lower part of the bone was broken below the joint, but it was not totally cut off, but just a compound fracture. Now, the behemoth certainly is not considered a trefa. Even if the leg was cut off totally at that point, it would not be a trefa. But the question over here is, since there's a compound fracture, maybe the part of the leg under the fracture is considered as if it was cut off from the behemoth and has it been like an aver, minachaya limb, that was disattached from the behemoth, would be mitame like an avail. So the Mishnah tells us, in rova basar kayam shchitaso mitarazu. If most of the basar around the fracture still is there, then aide shchita, the whole behema would be tahar, even the part of the leg under the fracture. It would not be considered like an Avram and a Chai that was cut off from the behema, and it would be tahar. The imlav ain't shchitaso mitarazu. But if we don't have rova the basar still there around the fracture, then it's considered as if the part of the leg under the fracture was totally cut off from the behema. It has a din like an Avram and a Chai, which is mitame like an avela, so therefore the shchita of the behema would not be mitar that part of the leg. That part of the leg would be mitame like an avela. Somebody who shucks the behema and finds inside the behema a shulya, the amniotic sac which holds the vlad. If it's a nefesh ayafa, somebody who can eat things that others would be turned off by, he can go ahead and eat the shulya, add the shulya as mutter b'achila with the shechita of the mother. And this shulya is not considered ochel, and therefore it's not metame tuma like other ochlin. And so too, it's not metame tumas nevelos. And if the behemah died without shechita, even though the basar of the behemah is metame tumas nevelos, but the shulya is not considered basar, and therefore, it's not metame tumas nevelos. Chishe v'leha. Metame tumas ochlin, avolo tumas nevelos. If the person has a mind that he wants to eat the shulya, in such a case, since he has a mind that he wants to eat it, it has its din of ochel, and therefore it's metame tuma like other ochlin, but it's not metame tumas nevelos. Tumas Nevelos is more chamer than Tumas Eichlin. Tumas Nevelos is Tame, the Maga, Uva Masa. And even though he has a mind to eat it, still that Machshava does not give it a Din Basar, be Matami Tumas Nevelos, if the behemoth dies without Shechita. Shulya Sheyaksa Miksasa. Asura Bachila. The Shulya that partially came out from the behemoth before Shechita, even after Shechita, the entire Shulya, even the part that's still inside the behemoth, is also Ba'achila. The reason is that the shulya holds the blood, and we don't know what part of the blood came out with that mixed shulya. Maybe the rosh of the blood came out, and that chelek of the shulya that was yotzei from the behemah. And when the rosh of the blood comes out from the behemah, it's considered nolad as if it was born, and a blood that was nolad, even if it re-enters the mother's stomach, it's not mutter with the shechita of the mother. So therefore, the entire shulya cannot be eaten. Simen blood beisha of the simen blood bibehema. A shulya, the amniotic sac, is a simen blood by an isha. If an isha miscarries a shulya, that's a simen blood. There was a blood inside that sac, so the isha is tamei tumas later, 7 days for a zachar, 14 days for an akeva. And in this case, we don't know if it was a zachar or an akeva, so she has to be machmer and she's tamei for 14 days. It's also a simen blood of the behema, like we said, that if part of the shulya came out from the behema before shechita, there was definitely a blood inside, and maybe the rest of the blood came out, and therefore the shulya is not mutter with the shechita of the aim. Hamevakeres shehipila shulya. And behema that has not yet given birth, that miscarries a shulya. That's just kind of a club. You can throw that shulya to the doctor. It doesn't have kedusha, even though this is a firstborn, and therefore, if there's a zachar inside, it has kedusha like a bechor. And they show you below a blind. Certainly there was a blind inside, and maybe it was a zachar. Even so, it doesn't have kedusha before. You can throw it to the dogs. As there's a stake over here. There's two stakes over here. One suffix is that maybe it wasn't a zachar, it was an akeva. And only a zachar had kedushas before. And even if it was a zachar, maybe it was deformed, and therefore it doesn't have kedusha over bechor. So since there are two spakers over here, you do not have to be melei kedusha with it. You can throw it to the dog. Uvam kedushin tikaver. But if a behemah was kadosh, you were makdish the behemah, and then it miscarries a shuya, in such a case, you have to be melei kedusha with that shuya. You can't throw it to the dog instead. You have to bury it. As we said, ain't shuya below vlad. There's certainly a vlad inside, and we don't have a fake spaker by mukdashim, as whether it was a zachar or an akeva, it has kedusha, so therefore you can't throw it to the dog, you have to bury it. Vein kaiven oisav b'pashat drachim, vein kaiven oisav b'ilan, mipnei darkei hamor. Behemah that's mato ashuya, you're not allowed to bury it by a crossroads, or to hang it from a tree. As this was darkei hamor, this is what the Amori used to do as nichus, as superstition, so that the behemah will not be mato anymore, ashuya, they won't miscarry anymore. They would bury it by Parshat Rachim or hang it on a tree. And the Torah says, B'chukosem, lo teilechu, we should not follow in the ways of the Amori. We are not allowed to act with this type of superstition.